Welcome to our second podcast for the Global Integrity Series, Outside In. Today, I'll be speaking with Smriti Lakhay, the Director of Operations and Programs at Global Integrity, and also my fellow mom of two at work. She was born and raised in Nepal before making her journey to the States, where she has worked in various international development organizations with a focus on social justice and inclusivity. She has previously worked in Africa and Asia with government agencies and civil society organizations on livelihoods and education issues. Under USAID's Partnership for Local Development project, she piloted a process to facilitate inclusive dialogue and feedback amongst civil society organizations, government officials, and political groups in southern Nepal to improve service delivery at the local level. Welcome, Smriti.
Ambika, it's great to be here talking to you about political systems and issues in two countries that are very close to my heart. Nepal, the country where I was born in, and the United States, where we live and where I'm raising my children.
So I'm speaking with you days before the U.S. election, and many of our listeners will be hearing this the day before Election Day. As someone who grew up in Nepal, how do you understand the importance of voting in elections historically to an emerging democracy like Nepal?
Well, my first political awakening came in the early 1990s when there was a political movement in Nepal to bring about democracy. I think I was about 11 or 12, and I knew that something really important was happening when we witnessed masses of people on the streets of Kathmandu Valley chanting, you know, Prajatantra Zindabad, which is equivalent to saying, like, we want democracy. And I remember my parents, who are medical doctors, discussing if they should go out on the street as well. And I was so proud of them when they put on their white coats and then joined the fellow protesters. And, you know, after months of demonstration, actually years of demonstration, when celebration broke out after Nepal was declared a democratic country, I knew that it was a historic moment. Very soon after, I think maybe a couple of years after the election, people felt like their voices were not represented. You know, that their issues of concern was not what the politicians were discussing and addressing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel very much that people get very excited about voting and then very disappointed in what actually happens after their vote. And often this ends up with a very deep polarization. Why do you think that happened at that particular moment?
You know, the two main political parties, Nepali Congress and the Communist Party, they were kind of run like few people holding the power. And then, you know, meanwhile, the citizens felt like they had no control over the influence they could have, which led to launching of the Maoist movement in 1994, which started from rural areas where people picked up the gun and, you know, they wanted their voice heard. They wanted their issues to be paid attention to, and they went down this alternate path.
Yeah, I mean, that really resonates with me. I feel like right now, this year, with all of the police killings, the violence, the protests, the Black Lives Matter movement, everything that has happened has really sort of culminated in us having such an early voting season. I think there's about 80 million ballots already been cast, and it's only Friday before Election Day. I'm curious, like, how did the situation actually evolve in Nepal, and how have things changed since people have demanded their voice being heard? When the Maoists actually picked up their guns and actually started trying to ask for representation, where have things gone from there? And what do you think that means about any hopefulness for the U.S.?
First of all, I want to acknowledge that I never thought I would ever be comparing, you know, Nepal and the outcomes in Nepal and in the U.S. Because it seemed like U.S. was so ahead in this in political systems and has a strong democracy. So it's kind of interesting to try to draw insights from Nepal into the U.S. What the Nepalese government do was try to squash the movement through police and later through army. And that, you know, led to really bloody outcome of 10,000 Nepalese dying and the civil war lasting for 10 years. So that's not the path. But, you know, after 10 years of struggle, what did end up happening was that the Maoists joined the mainstream politics. They ran the election, and now they sit in the parliament as one of the parties. And, you know, it was a forceful way of getting people's voices heard. And I think, you know, the process could have been facilitated a lot more intentionally so that we didn't have to lose all these lives for this group of people to be represented.
And do you feel like we're going down that process now? Are you seeing warning signs for us? And what would those warning signs be?
Well, you know, people have lost faith in the political process in the U.S. I'm afraid to leave the United States right now because I don't know what the government is going to do, you know, tomorrow. I'm afraid to go visit my parents in Nepal because I'm not sure if I'll be able to come back to be with my children and my husband who are in the United States. So, you know, the warning signs, I think, is the loss of confidence in the institutions and the rule of law. And when that happens, then people try to go down these alternative paths, which sometimes turn like violent. And we have seen violence on the streets of the United States.
I just wanted to end on one note, which is for those voting and for those who choose not to vote this year because of their fears and sort of feeling like very powerless in this situation, especially with all of the violence and protests, what would be the words you may leave them with?
I mean, I think we all need to do our part, just like, you know, how my parents went out on the streets, you know, decades ago to participate in the political process and given whatever that they could. I think now in this election, everybody has to do their part to go out to vote, get their voices heard through vote, to go out and volunteer to help other people like vote, and really, you know, try to create space in our communities, in our work, for dialogue, where we can discuss diverse issues from diverse perspectives. Because I think when we stop doing that is when polarization happens and people just feel desperate and hopeless. And I think if everybody takes action right now, goes out to vote, get their voices heard, and reach out to the communities, I feel like maybe there's hope.
Thank you, Smriti. I'm glad to be ending on a note of hope before a very, very intense week where we may not actually find out who is the next president for a few several days afterwards. So I appreciate the solace you're providing our listeners today. So thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It was great to be here. Thank you for the conversation. Mm-hmm.